Okay, my friends. So today, we are celebrating a holiday in the U.S., and it is called Labor Day. Why do we celebrate Labor Day, you ask? Oh, I'm so glad there's a book about that. It's called Why Do We Celebrate Labor Day? It was written by Frank Felice, and it is read today by Mommy and...
CB.
Is that right? CB. Love it. Okay, so here.
You can just call me CB.
May we just do that? Love that. Okay, so here we go. Labor Day is the first Monday in September. And that's true for the United States, and I think it might also be true for Canada. But some other countries will celebrate Labor Day on different days. And I cannot tell you when that is for all of them.
Maybe for the... Maybe for South America.
Some of the countries in South America have it in later in the month, later in the year?
Or earlier in the year.
Yeah, or earlier. I don't know.
Maybe October, maybe January.
There you go. So Labor Day celebrates the hard work of people, and we're talking about the American people because this is the American holiday. Okay, so in the picture we can see a guy who has got his safety gear on, his goggles and his gloves, and he's working on a special looking drill. Okay, so when you're working hard, right, you are what we call a laborer. Okay,
like, you know, those videos that you watch where they smash random stuff and the stuff smashes cool
ways. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's doing that.
Maybe he is. Those are heavy machines.
Maybe he's
using
what's it called?
A hyperpressure machine or something like that. No.
I think it's like the magnetical press or something like that.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Labor Day also honors the fight for workers' rights. So, I don't want to get too political here, but I can tell you this much. There was a time in our country where they didn't have rules about when you could work or how long you could work or where you could work. You could just kind of do whatever. And that doesn't always equal safe, does it?
Because sometimes it would be like working in the army, and then the next day working to make a building, and then the next day to work for a job, and then the next day to, I don't know, be a doctor, be a policeman.
You're saying that people didn't just focus on one thing, they tried their hand at lots of different other things? You're right. So American workers used to be in danger on the job. And today we have rules to keep our workers safe. That is very true. In fact, we've got a group of people that help make rules for our country called Congress. And the Congress formed a group of people called OSHA that keep our workers safe. And they say, hey, you workers, who are working on these really heavy machines like the one we saw at the beginning with the guy with the big drill. They say, hey, you guys who are working on big drills, you cannot work for 24 hours. You have to work only so many hours because we don't want you to be tired while you're working with that kind of equipment or you could get hurt.
Yeah, you can't. Mm-hmm. You can only build this house till it's done. Once it's done, you're done. Mm-hmm. You can go do something else.
And the other thing is that you used to not have to wear safety things when you were, like when you were cooking at a restaurant, you didn't have to keep a nice clean apron on unless you happened to have one. But now, no, you must have some safety glasses if you're working on with a nail and a hammer because you don't want to hurt yourself. And you
like on accident, when you're using the nail and the hammer, on accident, you could hammer and the hammer could go up and hit your eye and it could pop out.
That's right.
Could be badly hurt. You have to go to the doctor for, like, I don't know, 17 weeks.
Possibly. You're right. So it's very important that we protect our eyes when we're doing work with hammers and nails. And we can see that in the picture. We can see they've got hard hats on. You protect your head from things that might fall. And they have really heavy boots on to protect their toes in case something falls on their toes. And they're wearing safety jackets so people can see them.
Or if they're wearing the heavy boots and on accident they step on the nail, the nail won't hit their foot. It'll just get stuck in the foot.
Yep. And all that is from OSHA telling them, you must have these things to be on this work site. You can't walk onto this work site without having protective gear. It's true. So most people don't have to work on Labor Day. That's because we're respecting the laborers, the people who have been hard working. And I'll tell you what, most kids love that because that means mom and dad get to stay home and play with you. And some cities have parades. And that's exciting too. The largest Labor Day parade in the country is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's on the other side of the country from where we live. And I think it's probably one of the oldest ones too, because I think a lot of the labor problems were in that area, the North New England area. But here's one that dads like, at least our dad does. Labor Day is also the start of
football season.
That's right, football season. Which means that daddies, well, and mommies, everyone who's interested. I like football too. You can like football and be a girl, of course.
You can play football.
You absolutely, anybody can play football. Of course, it's
mostly boys.
Yeah, it's you.
Typically, you can see boys in
football. Yeah, I don't think I would want to get smashed by someone way bigger than me, but that's just me. Anyways, many people like to have cookouts on Labor Day. Your dad likes that too, because then he can get out the grill and make burgers and steaks. Other people like to go to the beach on Labor Day. But did you know what I noticed in both of these pictures? Can you tell me who you see in the pictures?
A girl.
More than that.
And a dad.
A family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in both pictures, you see
the same family.
Families. That's right, because during Labor Day, people usually spend time with their families. How do you celebrate Labor Day? Did you go for a bike ride in the park with your family?
No, I would rather just stay home and play with my toys.
Or go swimming at the pool?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of pool, should we go today?
Think about it. And that is
the end.